Keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Network. You know, all these mandates here in the state of Missouri have been blocked. The Attorney General is asking for parents to send in basically information on school districts that are still forcing the poor kids to wear these masks. They're all forcing them to do it here in St. Louis City and County. They're flouting. It's anarchy. They're flouting the court rulings that all this crap's unconstitutional, and they're doing it anyway. Some stores are still trying to have their little mask, blah, blah, blah. It's all nuts. These communists are saying, we don't care what these people say is unconstitutional or whatever. We're still going to make these kids wear these diapers and so forth. It's sick. Let's take Barb in Florida. Barb, greetings, ma'am. We got Barb.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Dr. Fetzer had a two-day conference.
Yeah.
On all kinds of, all different personalities and topics. And I was really impressed with the last couple that he had on, Jack Mullen and Stephanie Sledge.
Uh-huh.
Talking about COVID, and they really believe in Dr. David Martin's work, and feel like that the people have to take it upon themselves to get together, I guess, with a good attorney or whatever they can do to set up some grand juries and deal with this situation with the COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot of. I mean, it's good to see some of these things happen in the courts, but these bar attorneys and going through all these bar members to try to get things done, I get that that's a peaceful way to try to get something done and people brought to justice, but I don't know. I'm kind of ambivalent about that. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's the bar association and the systems of our judiciary right now are just so screwed. Even like look at Biden, all the rulings that have tried to shut this guy down for doing all the mandates and all the rest of this stuff. And they're like, we don't care what these courts say. We're Marxists. We're might is right people and the courts can shove it. And Look at when the people that are law abiding and so forth, they get shut down by the courts, and they listen. And even though the courts give out totally unconstitutional rulings to them, I mean, it's just so backwards, upside down. I don't know what the right answer is. I would like to see some movement. I've listened to quite a bit of Dr. David Martin and going through all of the documentation with Peter Daszak and all that criminality that was planned. Yeah, I watched quite a bit of all his stuff, and it's just, I don't know, the conspiracy is so huge and it's so pervasive that I don't know if there's mechanisms right now with all the barristers to even take this wicked system down. I just don't know.
Well, if the people get angry enough, maybe they'll act. And after what they saw Fauci did with those dogs, I mean,
well, the little kids, the mass grave with all the kids with AIDS and all that crap. That, I mean, holy cow, gave them all those poisonous AZT and all those drugs and had them yanked into these foster situations where these wicked foster parents were paid handsomely to sit on these kids while Fauci and his goons poisoned them to do that to children. I mean, there's a big old monument to a big old grave of them. I mean, it's just so, I don't know. The FDA sitting here talking about, we're not going to release all these documents for 75 years on the trials, all these genetic sabotage injections that we're pumping you guys with. If that doesn't tell you that you live under a complete psychopathic technocracy, oh yeah, we'll tell you guys, we'll let you guys get the documents in 75 years.
Yeah.
All right, Barb.
Okay, thanks, Robert.
Okay, thanks for the call. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready, if you would. And clip one, and it's called a powerful video, blah 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 blah, but it gets into this whole 14 shots thing, and Dr. Peter McCullough talks about that, and there'll be a little kind of lull here where you'll hear some silence or music playing, but we're gonna let this thing play, and it's very short. Go ahead and roll clip one.
We don't see anything in the current data that leads us to think that we need to go to plan B.
We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours from this vaccine. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. It'll go down in history of malfeasance, wrongdoing by those of authority.
It doesn't protect you against catching the disease, and it doesn't protect you against passing it on.
Hello, Jonathan O'World, about the car reporting scheme. Why we've had over 1,700 deaths in that. Why there's been over 1.2 million adverse reactions. And why there's children dying from this vaccine.
We know that serious side effects from the COVID vaccines are very rare, but for my constituent, Sarah Kite, that wasn't the case.
I just want to reassure him and indeed to reassure the House and the country that cases such as the very sad one that he raises are extremely, extremely rare.
Reassure him and indeed to reassure the House and the country that cases such as the very sad one that he raises are extremely, extremely rare.
When your government lies to you once or twice, we're probably quite used to politicians occasionally telling white lies, and we kind of let them. But when they lie to you about something technical, something that you can check, and they do so repeatedly over months, and they do it over many, many elements of the whole, of the same event, please, you've got to believe me. They're not telling the truth. And if they're not telling the truth, that means there's something else afoot. And I'm here today to tell you that there's something very, very bad happening.
We need to get used to being vaccinated with COVID vaccines for the future. Booster doses, repeat doses will be part of it. I can assure you that the Commonwealth Government has purchased a large quantities of vaccine into 2022, and this will be a regular cycle of vaccination and revaccination, as we learn more about when immunity wanes.
I was on Australian TV earlier this week, and Australia has purchased 14 doses per person. That's 7 years of every 6 months.
It may be that we actually have indoor mask wearing for years. And this virus may throw us curveballs. There may be, you know, we've got the Delta variant. God help us if we have another variant.
It does appear that Omicron spreads very rapidly and can be spread between people who are double vaccinated.
The limit to shut down a program is about 25 to 50 deaths. Swine flu, 1976, 25 deaths, they shut down the program.
With influenza, when they found 53 deaths as a result of the vaccine, they suspended the vaccine. We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours for this vaccine.
It will go down in the history of malfeasance, wrongdoing by those of authority.
It has got to come to an end, because we're talking about the wholesale attack on our people by these maniacs who are running the country.
The cruel irony is that we comply to make this end, but our compliance means it never will.
All right, so 14 doses. Now, remember Justin Trudeau up there in Canada talking about how many doses he bought for the Canadian people. So now it's all coming out. You got the goon from Israel's biggest hospital talking about fifth, sixth, and seventh doses. Remember the passports that got leaked, these digital passports, with all of the lines for all these doses. This is this transhuman transformation, okay? They're going to need to keep hitting people with these to change who they are in a permanent fashion. Now, the first two probably do a pretty decent job, and I sent out videos of this graphene. It was up on State of the Nation. I mean, this graphene with being activated by various electronic impulses. And so there's more and more coming out. Again, remember way, way back where everybody's like, this has got to tie in with this 5G COVID. COVID's being activated by this 5G and people are getting sick, and it's the same but parallel kind of symptoms and so forth. Of like radiation 5G hitting the body and COVID. Well, guess what? Now it's all over the place with the contents of these genetic sabotage injections being activated and controlled by these new towers. And I've talked about these drones being fried, getting near the 5G towers, and then the air traffic controllers and all these people being highly concerned about the problems with aircraft and so forth. Now, my cell phone carrier is forcing me to get a new phone at no cost, by the way. By January 1st. They say that this 4G LTE phone that I have, which I bought for like next to nothing on eBay. I don't buy phones from the carriers. I get them off eBay cheap as hell, but I got my phone for like $70. But they're saying that the 3G network is coming down on January 1st. Well, my phone's a 4G LTE, so I guess they're trying to say my phone's not going to be working anymore. I got to get one of their little freebies. And guess what's probably going to be on there, embedded in there? That's right, contact tracing crap up the wazoo. I talked about this iPhone 13 that they're just trying to give away to everybody, blah, 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 blah. Well, now I've been told I've got I've got 19 days to get a new phone that is, I guess, compatible with this new wavelength system that is coming online. Isn't that nice? I wanted to talk about Mr. Senator Roger Wicker. Wicker man? United States Senator from Mississippi. Okay, so I find his last name interesting, Wicker Man, the Burning Man, and so forth. But then he made himself tour the rounds of media because he was talking about first strike nuking the Russians. I'm sure many of you have all seen Senator Wicker. You know, and I started digging into him, and I found it interesting. He was a University of Mississippi guy, right? Where he was a member of Sigma Nu. And it's an undergraduate college fraternity founded at the VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. Okay? Now, he was inducted into, you ready for it? Omicron Delta Cap, also known as the Circle and ODK, one of the most prestigious national honor societies in the United States, with chapters known as circles at more than 300 college campuses. Isn't that interesting? Okay, founded in 1914 at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia. Okay. And the society recognizes achievement in five areas: scholarship, athletics, campus and community service, social or religious activities, and campus government, journalism, speech, and the mass media, and creative and performing arts. Some circles of Omicron Delta Kappa are quasi-secret, and that newly selected members remain unclosed for some time. Okay? One of the highest collegiate honors that can be awarded. Omicron Delta Kappa. Isn't that nice? So let's see here. Where was I going to go? Oh, notable members. Okay? Paul Bear Bryant, longtime head coach of the Alabama football team. Bob Greasy, NFL quarterback for the Dolphins. Archie Manning, big quarterback for the Saints and the Oilers. Peyton Manning, NFL quarterback. Arnold Palmer. Joe Paterno, Penn State. Sandusky and Paterno. Isn't that interesting? Gaylord Perry. Just kind of interesting. And then it gets into people from business. Kenneth Lay, former chairman of Enron. Nice. And you look at the various people in there. Sheryl Crow, the singer. Amy Coney Barrett. Kind of like that. Dean Rusk. Nice trader right there. Cokie Roberts. And it gets into all the honorary members. Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, George H.W. Bush, Hillary Clinton, Joseph R. Biden, Gerald R. Ford, Walter Mondale, Cronkite, Jimmy Carter, Bob Hope. It just goes on. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Isn't that nice? Just wanted to get that in there. Let's talk about Dr. Mel Bruchet. Royal Canadian Mounted Police allegedly just took this guy off. Mr. Producer, if you get clip three ready. I seen this floating around. Just kind of got dropped today. Let's go ahead and listen to that one. Clip three, Royal Canadian Mounted Police takes Dr. Mel Bruchet.
All freedom fighters in Canada and certainly in BC They've kidnapped Dr. Mel Bruchet. He's a doctor of 50 years. He's a freedom fighter. He's been speaking the truth. And they took him in under the RCMP came. They arrested him under the Mental Health Act. And he's being held now in North Vancouver. And they're injecting him with God knows what. They're going to inject him with antipsychotics and make him go crazy so they can keep him in there. This is what it's come to. This is absolute and total fascism. This is next level. We cannot allow this to stand. Because if we do, that means they can come for any of us and take any of us away and shove us in a psych ward at any moment. So I am calling on every freedom fighter in BC this Sunday, North Vancouver, corner of Lonsdale and 14th. We'll get the flyer going. Get your ass out there. Bring your signs. Bring your mega horns. Bring your hearts. Because this is not a fight we can back down from. It's on. I'll see you guys on Sunday.
All right, so if you want to get clip six ready, Mr. Producer, Mendoza Lamb whistleblower Wayne Smith murdered by Graham Hancock after this. And so he was on with Gareth Icke, David Icke's son, on his program. And I played some of this guy's stuff a few months back where he's talking about them using this capital punishment euthanasia drug on people in the hospitals and nursing homes in Britain and so forth. So let's go ahead and roll clip six.
It's absolutely scandalous. Honestly, you couldn't make it up. None of them been out. The nurses got away with it. I spoke to the police, said, oh, but yeah, the nurses will lose their jobs. I said, they've killed my dad. What, you know, what sort of nonsense is this?
That does seem like a strange reaction to say they could lose their job. That's if you believe a crime's been committed, that's completely irrelevant.
Yeah, but it was routine. They were doing it routinely. And all the people who go to the funeral directors, they're all dehydrated. All these people, because the drugs they basically starve them, dehydrate them, and give them a killer drug. And by the time they die, within 33, 36 hours, they're dehydrated and disappearing.
So for people at home, so the Liverpool Care Pathway, obviously for people around the world, they might not know what that is. So
because it was exported to another 20 odd countries.
Right, under a different name.
The Liverpool Care Pathway in the UK, they estimate it killed 1 million people. Right, they banned it because it was barbaric, and they've reintroduced it this year.
Right, and under COVID legislation.
Yeah. Basically, it's over Matt Hancock, you know, lovely Matt Hancock. There's a conversation between Matt Hancock and Dr. Luke Evans, MP, where Dr. Evans is patting Matt Hancock on the back for ordering up 2 years' worth of midazolam. He says to ensure a good death, right? A good death in Greek is euthanasia. You know, what's all going on here? It's like, yeah, we're going backwards rather than forwards.
All right, you can stop it there. So, you know, you've had these whistleblowers coming out of England talking about them using these drugs. You can only imagine what's going on out here in various places around. Look what they did to these people here in all these nursing homes when this whole operation cranked up. Get the body count up and so forth and so on. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Robert. Everybody go back to landline phones now because that's what it's looking like. Right, Robert? That's what it's looking like. Time to go back. You and Don Campbell are our tops on the network. I have to say that first off, personally, I feel. Robert, I think crunch time is coming. Yeah. All police, military, and medical professionals are going to have to choose what side they are on very quickly. That's what it's boiling down to. And Robert, the point I really wanted to make is why I called. I'm thinking about Florida lately, Robert. Okay, now my baby brother lived in Florida before he passed away last year. He lived in Florida for close to 40 years. I have nothing against Florida. But let me tell you something. Isn't it strange? I look at it this way. Florida is the most lenient on COVID, correct? And I praise them for that. But I also say to myself, wait a minute. According to Cleon Scout, Joel Skousen, his book, right? Now, you have to consider Florida from the Atlantic coast to the Gulf is what, an hour and a half drive. That's it. So you have to worry about tidal waves, tsunamis, blah, blah, wiping them out, number one. Number two, there's only one way out of Florida, and that's going north, and that's a long ride from southern Florida up to Georgia.
And Chance, there's a lot of turds in that state. A lot of like thuggish loonies over in that state.
So, Robert, the only way to get the hell out of Florida, let's face it, is east, west, and south. And for that, you need a goddamn boat. Okay? So I say to myself, and not only that, they have so many nuclear power plants. They have so many military installations. With all this crazy talk of war going on, you got to say to yourself, wait a minute. Is this possibly some kind of setup? Do they want to put everybody on one ship and then bomb the ship? You see what I'm saying, Robert?
Well, think about this. With the weather warfare and the Air Force 2025 document, silent weapons for quiet wars and all this, they could just smash most of the people in Florida with a big storm that covers that whole panhandle, that whole freaking state. And the guys that are all dug in and know what they're doing, they'll be safe, the military types and that sort of thing, the rich people. But, man, that place could get devastated.
Robert, yeah, that's why I said to myself, it's just a game being run on people again. Get them all in one state, and then we could take care of them all right there. In other words, get them all on one ship and sink the ship. Like I said, Florida might be safe for now, but maybe not tomorrow. I'm looking ahead with all this. I'm looking at how things are playing out, and I'm extremely suspicious of everything I hear, everything that's going on, and that's why I had to bring it up. And, Robert, by the way, all those names you named, they're all CFR members. If people have any common sense, you know, Dean Rusk and all the other ones. And these are all CFR, Trilateral Commission members from way back in the day. But what shocked me was the athletes, because I grew up on Gaylord Perry. His brother Jim Perry pitched for the Twins.
Well, I mean, it's just it's an honor society, Chance. I mean, but it's interesting that the name is Omicron Delta Kappa. I just thought that was just interesting that Roger Wickerman is the one shooting his mouth off how Biden could nuke the Russians and all this crap this week. And I just looked him up, and I'm like, oh, he belongs to Omicron Delta Kappa.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing. Weird connection I made.
And Robert, you brought up another great point. You said Roger Wicker from Mississippi. Wicker Man. Yeah, the Wicker Man. You brought that point. Robert, you, God bless you. Like I said, you and Don Campbell hit angles that most listeners don't delve into or are afraid to delve into because they just can't believe it. But when you look at what's happening, I brought up that situation with Florida there. Right? And I always said, there's something wrong here. Why is Florida so lenient? Could it be they want everybody to come down there and then they could, you know, drop the hammer?
Just think of the guy that almost became governor, that Andrew Gillum that got caught butt naked, overdosed with a bunch of gays in a hotel.
yeah, but see, Robert, here's the thing. I was talking to my buddy Andy in Texas about DeSantis, but now that I think about it, I read he looks good now, but he isn't Israel first, or let's face it. And could he be in on the plan to, hey, come down to Florida, we'll kill you all in the end? That's what I'm thinking. I mean, these sons of bitches, Robert, I don't put nothing past them anymore. We're up against evil, and so I'm sorry I get a little heated, but I'm very cautious with everything I hear. And there's something funny about Florida. And Robert, thank you for taking my call now. And
all
God
right,
bless you. You and Don are the best. Bye-bye now.
All right. See you, man.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Piggyback on what Chance and I were talking about. Ron DeSantis, OSHA vaccine mandate is done. You can take that to the bank. And this is up on Breitbart. So he says it's done, predicting it will be deep six by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. My sense, though, is on how those mandates are working out. If you look how it's gone, the Sixth Circuit has OSHA consolidated. OSHA is done, okay? You can take that to the bank. The Sixth Circuit is never going to uphold what OSHA did. You know, these freaking companies and all these clowns, are they're trying to act like none of this is happening, and they're going to go ahead and just keep pushing their employees. The Maine governor, this broad, this goofy-looking broad up there in Maine, they fired all these healthcare workers, and now they're activated the National Guard to try to fill the slots. So I, you know, it's just the nuttiest stuff ever. Let's take Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah, hey Robert, long time no here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, it's on my mind. The last caller, Chance Hayes. Yeah, he's talking about they'll smash Florida. Listen, we can't worry about that. Look, we got a Cordera in Wyoming to get blow any time in Yellowstone to wipe us all out. There'll be no food left. That's what it's all going to come down anyway, the food and all that. So if the Cordera blows in the Yellowstone in the middle of the country, what does it matter if it smashes Florida or Mexico, wherever the hell? But, you know, Mike, I mean, Robert, talking about DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, this is perplexing to me. You know, DeSantis is telling everybody in the state of Florida, well, you don't need to take the vaccine. You just take the Regeneron. He's telling everybody in all these hospitals, go take a drip for 6 hours and go out of the hospital like Trump did. Did Trump take the vaccine, Robert, when he was sick? What did Trump do? I think Trump took a concoction of intravenous stuff in his veins. I don't believe he took the COVID shot at that time, did he? Did Trump take a shot after he took that?
Not when he allegedly had it. I don't know if I believe any of this crap. So Trump says he took the vaccine at a later time, but he had COVID allegedly earlier, and now they're trying to blame him that, oh, you could have put Joe Biden in danger. You know, it's just so I don't believe any of these people. I don't believe Trump. I don't necessarily believe DeSantis. This guy went to Yale and freaking Harvard. I mean, he was with SEAL Team 1, and, you know, he worked at Gitmo and kind of interesting stuff. I mean, he's a lawyer for the military, done a lot of real good, cool stuff. But there's some things in the fine print with DeSantis that make a lot of people be like, I don't know about, you know, when it push comes to shove. But he's about the best governor we got in the United States right now. But
well, Robert,
yeah, go ahead.
I can tell you this. You're right about that. But, you know, DeSantis is being played by Israel. Let's not kid ourselves. I already know that, Robert. I can tell you firsthand what's going on here in Florida.
Yeah.
He is being played by Israel, and there's no question about it. But he is the best thing we got going because he is suing this imbecile we got in the White House for this illegal invasion of our country with millions of illegal aliens. Okay, yeah. So no, he's at least trying to sue this guy. And, you know, to the last caller, you know, he's talking about smashing Florida and all that. Well, you know what? I don't think the Chinese want to smash Florida because they can use the Everglades like a giant rice paddy. They can grow tons and tons of rice in the Everglades. So just
the point he was making, Tom, was to make Florida so appealing to patriots to get so many of them to move there and then trap them is basically the point he was making.
I understand that. He's right. That's a good point. I admit that. But a lot of these liberals from New York and New Jersey and all these other New England states are coming in here with their liberal politics. Yep. What they want to do is bring all these liberals in here, just like they brought all those Chinese from San Francisco into Georgia.
What do you think they're doing to Texas right now? They're trying to turn
they're doing the same thing.
They're trying to turn all these states with a high electoral vote count.
No question.
Into places that they can steal it easier. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely. Of course. And you know, Robert, let's get back to 60. You know what, Robert? I wish you would spend a little more time on one of your shows about 1969. I mean, excuse me, 1969 when they had the Hong Kong flu. The Hong Kong flu is the same thing with the N1H1. You got the N1H1, the H1N1. What they just reversed the damn thing, okay? So basically, it didn't even look like the same. The COVID, it looked just like the Hong Kong flu, basically, almost. The little spiral ball with the little thorns coming out. Yeah. It was basically the same crap. Nobody wore a mask. Like I said, on all the shows, nobody wore a mask. Nobody got a vaccination. Nobody's going panic, pandemonium. Oh, you got to shut the government down. All the kids were still going to school. Nobody, little kid got no shot. Well, this is a big Israeli conspiracy. Why, Robert? I still weigh this back to 1945. What do you think? I believe the hatred they have for white Northern Europeans is why they're doing this. That hatred will not stop. Even after all, Robert, after all, how many Americans in World War II were of the same people they fought against, Robert? You have any idea what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I get it. And that is, see, here's where I'm at. The reason why they need to take basically your whites down is because whites, for the most part, have been the thorn in their side for all these centuries for their ascent into world domination. So they feel like if they eradicate the European, then the world is theirs. Nobody else will be able to surmount any kind of resistance and blah, 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 blah. Now, the Chinese might be able to, but you understand what I'm saying? So they think, but on number two is depopulation. These people think there's too many goyim on the world anyway. And so they need to take out the best of the goyim, as Rabbi Simeon ben Yochai said, in order to see, because the best of the Gentiles, you got to kill them. That way it's easier to take over the rest of the Gentile world and then go ahead and smash them and take the population as down as low as you want it to. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Robert. I totally agree. All you have to do is look at the movie Saving Private Ryan. It was right in the end of the movie, even that Jew Spielberg who made it, he admitted what they're in the modus of operandi of design is to wipe out, like you just said it. You put it perfect. But, Robert, it actually goes deeper than that, I really do believe. But, you know, just looking at the big picture, like when Mel Gibson made the movie Braveheart, that was not politically correct to make a movie like that because there wasn't a black, a Chinese. I don't even think there might have been a Jew snuck in. Mel had to sneak a Jew in the movie Braveheart, but you couldn't make a movie like that today. You could not make a movie like that today. There's no way. You're not going to make a movie like Braveheart anymore. You can't. But that's the power of these people. Look at Harvey Weinstein, Epstein, all these Stein. I mean, it's unreal. It's unrelenting how powerful they are in Hollywood. Look at how they use Robert, one more thing. Did you see the movie James Bond, the newest one?
No,
Michael Rivero this the other day. Okay, I'm going to tell you what's going on. You got to watch, Robert, so you can talk.
But I've heard about it. I'll
make it quick. What they're trying to say in the movie is, and I called Michael, and Michael's the one that Rivero told me, yes, the Jews are actually, the Israeli government's been working on it. I'm like, wow, they made a movie, James Bond. When you're so woke, it's unbelievable, the movie. But however, there's some points in there that, and those movies always come out with some truths. Well, in the movie, I'll make it real quick, Robert, they can do a nanobots, whatever nanotechnologies, where the one, it will attack whatever ethnic culture they want to wipe out. If they want to wipe out Hispanics, they can do that. Black, whites, anybody. Jews. And Robert, one more thing. What skin people in the world have an inheritance disease that's like, instead of sickle cell anemia, what other group has a blood disease that's born into them?
Well, a lot of Jews have various kinds of diseases. Yeah.
Called Tay-Sachs.
Yeah.
Tay-Sachs disease, Robert. And that's another thing. Now, in the James Bond movie, with Daniel
Well, I got
Craig,
three callers left. Okay. I got four callers, man, left.
But you had, okay, I'll let you go. But I'm just telling you, watch the movie James Bond and tell me that they have to do with this whole nonsense.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. I don't have time. I don't have time to watch that kind of stuff. All right, later, man. Let's take James in Vancouver. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening. I've been thinking about trucking these days and truck drivers and how long before they stop interstate commerce?
Yeah, I know.
They stop the ports, right?
Well, there's a bunch of these truckers that I've been reading articles about that have refused the jab, and it's put a big trucker shortage in certain, I can't remember where, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully some of these court decisions stick and people really push back and, you know, I don't know. I see a lot of these corporations, friends of mine that work for them and stuff, they're still trying to push this stuff. Yeah. And I've been handing them articles and stuff from these various attorney generals and all this stuff. And so they're trying to push back and say, well, what's going on? Why are you guys here at the job saying one thing when the courts are all shutting this stuff down?
Yeah. Just one more thing here. I got it last Monday from a security guard at my nearby Walmart that December is the last month we get to shop there without the vaccine passport.
Really?
So, like I think I mentioned to you before, they're going to ramp it up in January, and I figure they're going to go for some kind of lockdown. And, yeah, because if you can't get into a big box store, let's say, to do your shopping, well, then the hammer's coming down there.
Well, here's one thing that I've been thinking about. In January, like I allegedly have to get a new phone. So this whole new whatever this new cell technology is, wouldn't that be interesting if a whole bunch of people start dying right about that time?
Yep. And I heard what you said about the Canadian doctor being arrested by the RCMP. North Van's not too far from where I'm at. Yeah, and some other things you mentioned in Canada, right? Well, you know, that's the way it's going, man. They're caving in.
Yeah.
So.
All right, man.
Look, we'll talk again.
All right, thanks. Take care. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, what's happening? We got Fred.
It would be immensely beneficial and motivational to have on RBN's website provocative quotes. I'm looking at Brzezinski's ghost, biosecurity, AI, scientific dictatorship on BitChute. This is that infamous quote of his that it used to be it was most easy to control a million people. Now it's infinitely easier to just kill a million people. And it's astonishingly provocative. Brzezinski's ghost, biosecurity, AI, scientific dictatorship. Then you got, and this is pursuant to Barb's call, yeah, there has to be a critical mass threshold attained. And David Martin, in that presentation at unshackledminds.com, David Martin, mandatory injections plan 2015. So he runs through the executive order that Trump did the day after the World Health Organization's Global Preparedness Monitoring Board declared that for the next year there would be a pandemic simulation exercise. And the following day, the 19th, September 2019, Trump executes the executive order in which it defines nanoparticle self-assembly, nanoparticle entities, mRNA vectors, yada, yada. It's there in that warp speed executive order. That should be on RBN's website. The two-minute exchange between Michael Spector, Rick Bright of BARDA, and Lord Fausti Fauconi, that should be on. Okay, and you really, every week, see, it's all about repetition. It's difficult to memorize this stuff, but instead of playing music, bro, get this stuff in your lineup, man. Get it every week. And extract the crucial intel data segments from these. If I had your cell number, I could just text it to you.
Yeah, well, I've got all that stuff in clips that I previously played, but I don't know. I'm not going to play it every week. Yeah, I'm not going to play that every week. It's just not something I'm going to do. I don't have that many listeners, and I don't have that much time. Anything else, Fred? I got other stuff to cover.
Yeah. For Chance and Barb and anybody else, Tom in Florida, you're going to have to take this intel data to the local county sheriff, to whatever neighborhood people you can connect to, especially veterans, and of course the county council meetings and the city council meetings. That's what I'm I'm engaging in now. Okay, carry on, man.
All right, man, see ya. Let's take Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, Robert. I really appreciate taking my call. You know what? You were talking, you semi gave us an idea that Chris Switzer would kill the best Gentiles, or best Gentile. He was reading that book for, many days. But in your education of who you are, have you come up with a solution to how we can get out of this, or are you still investigating?
Well, I don't. Dude, I'm one person. Why do I have to have the solution? Just because I'm on the radio? I do this. I mean, if you go to my old Twitter handle, why does everybody have to have a solution, number one? What? Why? Yeah, do you got a solution?
No, I don't. Other than rising up and bringing our guns and doing some guerrilla warfare and stuff. I get it. No, I get it. No, hey, I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, Robert. I wasn't. I was just wondering if you had a solution or what you're thinking about.
Dude, you know what I'm doing? I'm waiting for things to get to a certain point. I mean, I still got to pay bills. I still got to freaking provide. I got to do things. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There has to be a sequence of events that really God has to pull me and say, okay, this is it. It's time. Until I'm felt, deep in my spirit that it's that time. I'm a productive member of society. Until certain things, some certain dominoes fall, and a certain switch gets flipped within me, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing, which is the daily grind, man. Freaking do this show once a week, go to work, and all that kind of crap. I mean. If you're feeling froggy and you want to pull your weapons out and go clown, I can't tell you not to, and I can't tell you you're wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Well, Robert, man, you're just the average Joe fella who's giving us some information on Sunday nights, and I get that, and I love that, and that's what I'm going to leave it with. Hey, Robert, man. You always bring a good summation to the entire week. Some things you say I've already heard during the week, but you bring it to a summation. I really appreciate you. Hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Be that patriot that you are and, find some serenity. Have a good
night.
That's
what I'm doing. All right, brother. Take care. I was visiting my aunt at a nursing home today, and I turned on the EWTN, Eternal Word Television Network. It's a Catholic deal, and my aunt's Catholic. And then they had this whole thing on about freaking miscarriages. Miscarriage this, miscarriage that, and here's we have miscarriage hotline. I'm like, that's for all these people that took this damn fax, that these women are all going to be spitting their dead babies out. It just made me think about it. I'm like, my gosh, and then you see all this propaganda all over the schools and stuff about even kids have strokes, even kids have heart attacks. It's the same thing that they're doing to these Catholic mothers that took the quaxines, and then boom, they're saying, oh, here's your miscarriage help hotline and your spiritual counseling. You see what I'm saying? It's just so crazy. I wanted to get this out. I was thinking about it. DexTexMars.com way back in the day from August 20th, 2014, over 7 years ago. The serpent people return to Ukraine. And we see all this stuff going on with the Ukrainians and the Russians and all this stuff. And I'll just get to the one point here. The Ukraine solution to Jewish homelands. Okay. Prime Minister and his Netanyahu and his advisors surprised us by bringing in their Ukraine solution. Some Jewish settlers would leave Israel to return to Ukraine. This resettling into Ukraine would take time for reasons of logistics and economics. The end result, however, would be two Jewish homelands, Israel and Ukraine. We're not talking about all the Ashkenazi Jews going back to Ukraine, explained a well-placed source in intelligence circles. Obviously, this is not practical. Wald calls this solution Khazaria 2.0. All Jews will be welcomed back to Ukraine without condition as citizens. What's more, the Israeli government promises an infusion of massive Israeli military assistance to Ukraine, including troops, equipment, and construction of new bases. And I was just listening to people talking about Israel meddling in the Ukraine with Russia. Victoria Nuland, part of the Kagan family, the Kagans. Isn't that interesting? It's crazy. If the initial transfer works, other West Bank settlers will be encouraged to relocate to Ukraine as well. And in fact, Ukraine has become an autonomous Jewish domain, a small-scale successor to the medieval empire Khazaria. It would be called in Yiddish Chazarai. By lining up with the Syrian rebels in Ukraine, as well as Georgia and Azerbaijan, one source explained Netanyahu puts pressure on both Syria and Russia. So it's just an interesting thing that popped into my head when we were, getting into the whole thing with Ukraine and Russia this week. Now, now the end begins. Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, okay, Al-Azhar is the big heavyweight Al-Azhar University in Egypt. Ahmed El-Tayeb plans major Chrislam update with the Vatican ahead of the 2022 opening of Abrahamic Family House. All right. The document of human fraternity for world peace and living together, also known as Chrislam, was signed in February 2019 by Pope Francis and El-Tayeb in Abu Dhabi, with the aim of reinforcing the principle of coexistence among religions. Abu Dhabi, that's where the UFC is doing all their stuff. Isn't that interesting? The document is the foundation for the planned construction of the Interfaith Abrahamic Family House that is scheduled to open next year in Abu Dhabi, comprising a church, a mosque, and a synagogue. Okay? So forth and so on. What I didn't get into was, coming up on the end of the broadcast here, the cyber drill ran out of Israel of a massive financial cyber collapse slash attack. What else? Organ harvesting 101, a big, long, big shoot video that I was going to play maybe. Operation Extermination, the plan to decimate the human immune system with a lab-generated pathogen. I would rather die than lose my freedom. That's Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro compared vaccine passports to dog leashes in the midst of his administration waging war to prevent the discriminatory measure from being set as a mandate on a federal level in Brazil. What is the leash they want to put on the Brazilian people? Where's our freedom? I would rather die than lose my freedom. Well, they'll have something for them. And the one thing I didn't really get to that was up on Henry Macau's side all week was this alleged letter from Jacob Rothschild talking about the entire operation. And, you know, maybe I doubt I'll get to it next week, but it's kind of interesting. You can follow it over on henrymacau.com. And it's really a revelation of the method about, you know, where they're going to take this whole thing. So I hope everybody enjoyed the broadcast. Up on Jim Stone, they basically said vaccine passport database was deleted by hackers in Brazil. Of course, Julian Assange had a stroke, and people are talking about weather warfare and that went across with these tornadoes. So, and the Great Beast statue in New York at the UN. Very, very interesting. See y'all next week.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.